Chobani says it plans to hire at least 400 people at its facility. What kind of jobs can we expect from that?
Hi, Samantha. The Twin Falls Area Chamber of Commerce CEO, Sean Berriger, says the jobs will mostly be in line production. We're talking about average wages around $14 an hour, plus full benefits. The new facility will be Chobani's second domestic manufacturing plant, so the company will be starting from the ground up on this side of the country. It's unclear if there will be any support-type positions here, things like human resources or upper management jobs.
It sounds like rumors of this particular manufacturing plant had been circulating for some time.
Yes, and if you've read the local newspaper in Twin Falls, the Times News, you would have noticed a handful of articles about this possibility of a Chobani plant. The Chamber of Commerce confirmed to me those discussions started back in May. Chobani was also considering locations in Nevada and California before they selected Twin Falls. And as you know, there's about 45,000 people living in the city of Twin Falls, but the city is surrounded by dairy farms. And Chobani CEO and founder Hamdi Ulukaya said in a press release that played a big role in the decision to locate their new manufacturing plant here rather than in some of those other states. He said the company chose Twin Falls due to its abundant milk supply and skilled labor force, and he said, quote, tight-knit local community. And when I spoke with the Chamber of Commerce CEO, Sean Berriger, today, he said it was really the first time he's had a chance to absorb the full impact of this new business deal.
We're all very emotional about this because it is a huge boost to our economy. Psychologically, it's a huge boost to coping with the challenges that we're all facing through the recession and the very slow recovery from that. And it just feels good today, and I think we're all very excited.
And we're talking about yogurt. Will Chobani be getting most of its milk from the local dairies?
I spoke with the executive director of the Idaho Dairymen's Association, who says nothing has been firmed up in a contract, but he believes Chobani will get all of its milk that it needs for the Idaho facility from right here in the Gem State. And Chobani's website says it only uses natural, hormone-free milk. Now, that's not the same thing as organic, but it does mean the yogurt is made only with milk that's free of the hormone RBST. Bob Narabout, he's the executive director of the Dairymen's Association, says there are plenty of local dairies that don't use hormones here in Idaho. Narabout told me he doesn't expect growth in the dairy industry because of this, but he says it did need this shot in the arm.